friends. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. On the road from Watford City, North Dakota today. And what a beautiful day it is. Finally, nice to have a little reprieve from that awful cold we've been enduring. And enjoy it while it lasts, because by my count, we've got 2 days. That's it. That's it. We're looking forward to our live broadcast today from Watford City, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary and UMary Worldwide. And as well, of course, every Tuesday, we're brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. You can find out more about everything that the Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. You might not know this, actually, and I probably don't mention it enough, but Farm Bureau provides their members with all kinds of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to hotel accommodations, home appliances. Think about that. So their theory is, look, we're all in this together. North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure the economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come and make sure their members are stretching that dollar best they can. So find out about that and other great benefits from being a Farm Bureau member at ndfb.org. All right, today on the program, a lot of guests. We're going to talk a lot about Watford City and schools, specifically improving school infrastructure in Watford City, improving really a sense of community in the oil patch in general. There's a vote coming up in March in Watford City. We want to tell you about that today. And you're going to meet lots of folks from Watford City, including the superintendent of schools. Steve Holden will be here a little later on this hour. We're going to meet some of the folks from where we're broadcasting from in Watford City, Nuvera Environmental Solutions. They're an oil field service company, previously known as Power Fuels. Power Fuels, of course, sort of an iconic player in the Bakken oil field services. They have a new name now. Nuvera has been involved in a lot of other plays, hadn't been involved in the Bakken, but Mark Johnsrud, the man behind Power Fuels, sold the company to Nuvera and now leads Nuvera's environmental solution as their CEO. So we'll find out more about all the good things Nuvera is doing today on the program as well. We're going to meet Derek Franzen, who's the regional manager at a company called Spring Capital Group. And they're part of a number of different projects, but they put dollars together, capital for different projects, and a number of affordable housing projects underway right here in Watford City that Derek will tell us about. Plus, he's the president of the Watford City Chamber of Commerce. So we'll talk about the importance of the new high school and for the community of Watford City and really the region. We're going to meet Myra Anderson, who's the chair of the Vote Yes Committee for the Watford City School Bond Vote. And we're going to talk to Gene Veeder. Gene is heads up McKenzie County Economic Development. And if you know in general, the Bakken is a big deal. McKenzie County is the big deal of the Bakken. It really is. Watford City is right here at the epicenter of really everything that's happening in the Bakken. And Gene Veeder has been part of that for decades. And so we'll talk with him about how, you know, a new school helps economic development in general. And we'll just talk about everything that's going on in the oil patch today. So that's a lot of what's on our mind today. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind today. And Todd Mitchell is here, fresh after directing me to Girl Scout cookies last night, because he knew that the youngest member of the Hennon family was obsessed with Girl Scout cookies. And I had mentioned, I probably shouldn't have, but I mentioned that I had, you know, my first batch of Girl Scout cookies for the season at the studios of K-Fire, and she was very jealous, so she wanted to find some, and so we found them. Should we mention the name of the restaurant, or should we wait till they advertise, Todd? What do you think?
Well, you might as well wait till they advertise, but, you know, if you pop onto the Girl Scouts website, you can find out. But, yeah, you know, Scott, they sell it about the same time every year, so, I mean, you should just know you have to. You shouldn't have to wait for somebody to ask. It's like Valentine's Day or your anniversary or something. You don't wait till somebody asks for the gift.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Be proactive.
Very kind of you. That was very kind of you to make sure that I returned home with some Girl Scout cookies for Ailey. She'll appreciate that.
Thank I was not going to let your family down, Scott.
Yes. Did you know there's a thank you Girl Scout cookie?
I did not know that.
Yeah, there evidently is. And the Girl Scout cookie leader who's on the council last night, one of the moms that sold us the Girl Scout cookies at the restaurant, said that the rumor that they donate to Planned Parenthood is not true. She wanted to make sure that people knew that, because that was a discussion in our house as well and caused a bit of a controversy. But this is a local Girl Scout leader in Bismarck, Mandan, said hogwash, not true, not true, not true. So I know there's been a lot of a political debate. How do Girl Scout cookies become political? I don't know. That's unfortunate. That's sad. It shouldn't.
Rumors that aren't true being started. That's
I guess
how.
In this case, yeah, exactly right.
Because you know, if you read it on the Internet, it isn't necessarily true.
But I you know, and sometimes, you know, that happens. We have that debate in our house once in a while. When companies decide to donate to causes you don't believe in, it causes you to, you know, just make decisions a little differently. And that's
absolutely.
Okay. It's your hard-earned buck. You got to decide how to spend it. So Sean in Bismarck is first up to tell us what's on, is it he or is it she? It could be either. But Sean, is it he? Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're going to tell me what's on your mind. He wants to tell me. I can safely say he now that I've heard your voice. Go ahead, Sean, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I got a question just with don't know a lot of details on the Watford City bond issue for the schools, but wondering why doesn't, if they're trying to build a bigger school or whatnot, why don't they solicit some of the oil companies to kind of donate like what happened with the coal mines in the Buell-Hazen area? I know they built an auditorium and a gym for Buell-Hazen area, I do believe, and stuff, and an ice rink. So why wouldn't they try and solicit some of the big money players that are in that area instead of trying to raise taxes?
Well, we'll ask the superintendent. Derek Franzen's here, and Derek is the president of the chamber. The caller is saying, hey, in coal country, the coal company sometimes will donate to improve the facilities of the schools. Is there been any thought given to having donations for part of the cost of the new school?
Well, I think a lot of our members of the chamber are asked daily out here in Western North Dakota for donations, ranging from our school projects to our local children's groups or what have you, churches, what have you. I can't speak for some of our bigger oil companies, but if you look at the facilities and housing structures that have been built out here by their private investment, I think they've done a pretty good job, not to mention I think they have one of the highest tax rates in the country. So I believe they've made a strong investment in Western North Dakota, and I believe they're still willing to help. But what we're saying is we need the state of North Dakota to finally step to the plate. It's been 3 years. It's been far too long. And the only way we're going to fix Western North Dakota is that the state steps to the plate and starts giving back.
You know, and I think appreciate that, Derek. Sean, the other thing I would say is, as Derek pointed out, they are paying, right? I mean, if you look at what is contributed by the tax investments of these companies, that's why you pay taxes, right? So you can build schools. And in your case, I guess you're saying pay twice. Now, that's not to say a lot of these companies, a lot of these oil field service companies and the oil companies themselves are extraordinarily generous. I mean, they give back in all kinds of different projects. But should they have to write checks so you can build schools? I don't think so. But do you?
Well, you know, it was just, I'd seen it happen in other areas, and I was just worried about the little guy that, you know, has a small house, retired, and can't really afford to have the taxes going up. So it kind of falls back once again on our legislature, hoping they can do more next session. So.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think more needs to be done. I don't think there's any doubt about that, because the impacts, I mean, even the costs, and we're going to talk about that with Steve, are off the charts here compared to building a school in Bismarck or Fargo or anything else. And one thing I would say, and Steve will walk us through this at the bottom of the hour, you know, they're going to build a school just shy of $50 million, and the taxpayers are ponying up in the form of a school bond about half that, because that's actually their bonding limit. So, you know, the amount that will go to the taxpayer, assuming they voted in favor, which they have a vote scheduled in March, will be actually about half the actual cost of the school. So, to your point on the little guy, that mitigates some of that. Appreciate the call, Sean. Thanks. Brian and Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Brian, tell me.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I was just calling quickly to follow up on a comment yesterday from the GMO individual. I got cut off at the end of the show. But I would like to correct the gentleman. He mentioned that there was never has never been a recorded adverse effect from GMO products to the wildlife or to humans. I come from succotash country out in Illinois, corn and bean country, and when they first released GMO corn in that region, we had a massive die-off of what they call of monarch butterflies, because the GMO pollen was landing on the milkweed, the caterpillars would eat it. Had a massive die-off of the butterflies because of it. And they did change the GMO recipe, did save the butterflies, but I've also heard previous talks about why we're losing all the bees. Could possibly be GMO related to that, too, and dealing with the pollen, different pollens that they're collecting. As far as the what you're talking about now, taxes in North Dakota, I've lived in the Dakotas now for over 25 years, both of them. I see the same kind of problem. The east side of the state is always at war with the west side of the state for taxes and funding and whatever they're trying to provide to the communities. I've got an idea. Instead of, let's draw a line from basically Minot all the way down to Winter, South Dakota, and split states and call it West Dakota and East Dakota instead. And it seemed to separate up things fairly that way between the east and west parts of the state.
Well, good luck with that project, Brian. Let us know how it goes, would you? but you're not the first to suggest it. But, in my take, east, west, north, and south, and North Dakota, we're all in this together. What's happening in the oil patch is good for every corner of North Dakota. You see it in the game changer in the, communities from Wahpeton to Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo to Grand Forks to Grafton, and got to figure all this out together. It's challenges, but we can do it. Thanks.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
City today, our thanks to the folks at Nevera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels, for hosting us. Today we're having a community conversation really about something very integral, and it's obviously important to Watford City. There's a vote March 11th. Get out your calendar right now if you're a resident of Watford City, new or decades long, and say, you know what, I'm going to do my part for community. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to vote for the school. March 11th. And by the way, just vote. I mean, that's the important thing. Exercise your vote. If I were a Watford City resident, I would be voting so yes, I can't even tell you. Just as I said when we advocated for the Tioga vote shortly before that. Because, again, what do we need in the Bakken more than anything? Number one, more of everything. But it starts with human capital. It starts with people. It starts with families and communities, and again, going back to my story, I've been telling about this conversation with the folks from Halliburton. Look, this is going to last a long time, as in decades. And temporary solutions are no longer, you know, acceptable. We want our good people to come work for us in North Dakota, to have their spouses with them, their children with them. And that means they need good schools, and they need homes and or townhomes and or apartments, and start building this thing for the long haul. Now, that's not being critical of how it's been done to this point, because so much has happened so fast in this great state that it's sort of just, you know, trying to catch up. What we need more of, in my view, and please disagree with me if you think I'm wrong here, but what we need more people is people in the arena. We had two calls to start the segment of the program. One said, "Hey, why don't oil companies help pay for schools?" It's a good discussion, because I think people knee jerk say, "Hey, the oil companies are making all the money." No, actually, the state's making all the money. If you look what the state puts in for what the state gets back, the state is the one that's making the most money out of this oil boom. All right, I mean the oil companies have a very, very, very small margin. I mean, even quote-unquote big oil, if you look at how much they spend to what they get back, it's a lot less than like a GE. You follow me? So, but nonetheless, you know, look, to the extent they're doing well, they ought to be a good community citizen. They ought to help pay for things. I mean, there was a time when Hess Oil was not even a chamber member in Tioga. And I remember hearing that and thinking, are you kidding me? They're writing $25 million checks for some sort of education slush fund, but they're not a member of the chamber in Tioga? I mean, that's sort of dumb, right? And I think that's since been corrected. But, you know, dumb things are going to happen. People do that. But by and large, the vast majority of these folks, whether they're an oil company or they're an oil field service company, they're good community citizens. And they're going to do their part. And they do. And don't forget, they pay a huge chunk of taxes. But the point is this. It's so easy to be a critic. All right? It is just so easy to be a critic. I think the only way you fix this is you get in the arena. What's that famous quote from Teddy Roosevelt? Todd Mitchell probably has it at the tip of his tongue. But do you remember the famous line that TR talked about is you know, the man in the arena, the man trying. You might fail, you might fall down, but the one in the arena, that's the one, not the critic on the sideline. I'm paraphrasing.
I am not a crook. Oh, no, wrong guy. Sorry.
That was Dick Nixon. No, not that one. No. Teddy Roosevelt, Dick Nixon.
I don't remember. I'm not sure, yeah. So I don't want to go.
I'll find it before the end of the program, because I'm going to deliver a autographed copy to Clay Jenkinson and say, Clay, do me a favor, frame this, would you? I won't autograph it because that would ruin it. But Teddy Roosevelt's words. I want Clay Jenkinson. And Clay Jenkinson, I guess, what would Clay Jenkinson be? Sort of like I don't know. I'm trying to find a national version. He's a guy, academic thinker type, right? And so he would be for North Dakota what maybe George Will is nationally, but George Will's conservative and Clay Jenkinson isn't. So I don't know. That isn't an apt analogy either. But just one of those kind of people that just ponder. You know, academic, where the academics got it made, because they just talk about theory and, you know, oh, this would be and they far too often don't live in the real world. Okay, they just sort of think out loud and say things. Well, in this case, he was writing out loud, right? And he writes this this piece. That you might have read in one of the papers over the weekend, and the Bismarck Tribune is where I read it, and or was it the Dickinson Press? I can't remember. Anyway, it was Bismarck Tribune, and here's the piece. Ah, yes, the new North Dakota, a minor oil spill here and a minor oil spill there, a barroom brawl tonight and a domestic homicide tomorrow, a wellhead natural gas explosion in Tioga, an oil train derailment and fire in Castleton. Traffic fatalities now so frequent in northwestern North Dakota as to have ceased to be news. A man living in a dumpster and bodies dumped in dumpsters. Prostitution now punctuates the landscape as densely as oil flares. And prostitution-related violence is filling our emergency rooms. Drugs, drug gangs, drug wars. I'm not even going to... This isn't worthy of continuing. And he's basically saying, this is the stuff I'm reading in the newspaper, and, you know, this whole oil thing is really a bad idea. And you know what? Look, every one of the things he's talking about in the new North Dakota has happened. But you know what? It is one half of 1% of the story of what's happened in North Dakota.
We had most of that stuff in inner city Minneapolis when I was growing up, and the only oil that was there was at the gas station or car parts store or whatever.
Very good point. Now, we have more people in North Dakota. We have more things happening. We're the epicenter right now. We have an economy that's working. And one of the reasons we get folks like that poor fellow that decided to go in a dumpster and lose his limbs, by choice, by the way, if you ask anybody in Watford City, they'll tell you that man was offered help more times than he could count. Okay? He totally was there by his own decision. And you know what? Sadly, that's a mental illness and it happens. But you know what? He came here with 20 bucks in his pocket because he read somewhere North Dakota was a big deal. And he's right. Unfortunately, he did it wrong. He should have waited until he had about 500 in his pocket, come here and actually took some help that was offered to him and got himself on his feet. He did it wrong. And you know what? I do things wrong every day. So I'm not going to judge that guy and say he's bad off for it. But I'm also going to say to Clay Jenkinson, that isn't the Bakken boom. That isn't North Dakota. That's one half of 1%, and bad stuff happens. Trains are going to go off the rails. Car accidents are going to happen. Guess what? They happen times 10 in Chicago and Minneapolis, as you just pointed out, Todd. It's a very good point. I mean, we think the traffic's bad here. Traffic on the worst day in North Dakota is like a Sunday at about 3 in the morning in Dallas. Or Minneapolis, for that matter. Have you been to Minneapolis? I pulled my hair out driving to Minneapolis.
Oh, God, yes.
And I grew up going to Minneapolis. Grew up Montevideo, Minnesota, 2.5 hours from a big deal for us growing up as kids, going to Twins game, going to Vikings game, staying overnight at the Radisson Hotel, or, you know, we love Minneapolis. But I go there now and I go, I'd rather poke needles in my eyes than live in this town. And take me 45 minutes to get two blocks. And you know what? So the worst day here is the slowest day there. It's different. It is the new North Dakota. But I'll tell you what, in my view, a lion's share of that is good, positive. It's allowing people to provide for their families. It's allowing grandparents to say, you know what? We don't have to fly hundreds of thousands of, or, you know, fly hundreds of miles or drive hundreds of miles or fly thousands of miles to see our grandkids. They're here now. Folks that grew up here can come back here and have jobs and opportunities. It's a good thing.
But amen, brother.
Clay Jenkinson, you know what you got to do, Clay? Give me some solutions rather than tell me things I read in the newspaper several weeks ago. Get in the game, bucko. If you claim to like Teddy Roosevelt, do it like he did. Be the man in the arena. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're back. We're in Watford City today. We're talking about something very integral to a community, especially in the oil patch, and that is having the infrastructure to support the amount of kids that are coming into the system. You can't believe the growth in these schools. It's just phenomenal. There's a vote on March 11th in Watford City for a brand new high school. We're going to chat in just a moment here with Steve Holden, who's the superintendent. I want to again thank the folks from Nuvera Environmental Solutions. You'll meet them a little later on, hosting us today. We appreciate that very much. I received a text during the break from a dear friend of mine that's up in Tioga. He's a farmer, and he sent me a note about how I frustrate him when I go on little soapboxes like I just did. And you know, I will admit to getting a little ramped up about sometimes when we accentuate the negative. Okay, and I have spent enough time in the oil patch, too many nights in a bunk bed in Tioga to count. To walk among folks that have had their way of life disrupted in a huge way. And I don't dismiss it. It is different. There's no question about it. And we need to recognize that. There are impacts. They are real. I don't minimize any of that. I'll give you the example that he's sharing with me when he says, sometimes you frustrate me because right now my livelihood is suffering because I can't get any grain moved because of crude taking precedent over grain. We live it every day. Well, now that's a BNSF issue. Okay, and guess what? It isn't a case of crude taking precedence over grain. And we're going to have BNSF back on to talk about the specific issue and talk about elevators in the future. Here's the deal: you only have so much track, you only have so much highway, and you have an enormous amount of traffic. So BNSF needs more trains and they need more track. You can't build track real easy, but you can have more trains. I talked to a member of our congressional delegation. I'll say that because I don't know if I was being told this in confidence or not, but he told me that BNSF, now I've just narrowed it down to two when I said he, didn't I? BNSF is putting an enormous amount of infrastructure into North Dakota in dollars and cents, and specifically in train engines, in locomotives. I mean, mega amounts. Now, you don't just say, you don't go buy train locomotives like you buy Tonka trucks, at Home of Economy. So it takes time. So I just think, again, get around the table, talk this stuff out, and talk about solutions. Okay, we need more trains. We need more locomotives. That's the best way to do all this. So anyway, Jeff and Jamestown, you've been waiting to weigh in, and you're next on What's on Your Mind. Then we're going to chat with Steve Holden, the superintendent of public schools in Watford City. Go ahead, Jeff.
I have the same thing that guy just talked about. Is we can't get any grain shipped, and this is becoming a real problem. And it looks like it's going to be a problem that's here to stay. By the same token, I also farm, and we have trouble getting supplies of gas and diesel, and we pay probably the highest in lower 48. And okay, you want a solution to that? How come some of this gas and diesel couldn't be shipped back here in the empty rail cars? I don't see the problem with that, right?
Sounds like a solution to me, Jeff, and those are the kind of things we ought to think about, right? I mean, it's one of the reasons they're building diesel refineries right now here. We're using a ton of diesel.
Right. And so, if the ag part is suffering really bad from this, it's only going to get worse. Then it has to be looked at like pronto.
Well, but I think that's it. When you say suffering, there's impacts, and the grain and the elevator issue is definitely an impact. But it's an impact of a very busy state, of a state that just is booming and has an ag boom and an oil boom at the same time. And so you manage that. To me, you don't blame oil for that. You say, let's figure this out, guys. We need more trains. We need more track. We need more, right? I mean,
And this isn't like this happened yesterday. This has been going on since 08. We've had this supply disruption in fuel and gas. I thought we would benefit a little bit and have a little more product. I'm not saying they got to sell it for free or anything like that, but I thought we would get the value of a little more product that could be brought back from refinery, and that's not happening.
Right. That's an interesting question. I don't know. We're due for another BNSF logistics conversation. They've been gracious to join us in the past, but I'll add that one to the list, Jeff. Appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
And other callers here have questions on the issue here as well. We're going to hang in there. I'm going to bring Steve in here. And, Jamie, I know you have a question about school property drilling. Maybe that's one way to pay for the new Watford City School. I don't know. Hang in there. Jamie and Stanley, John and Bismarck and Fred and Mandan, while I welcome Steve Holden, the superintendent of schools of Watford City Public Schools. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Give me a little overview of what you're in your ninth year here as superintendent of Watford City Public Schools, of the shoes you walk in every day and the level of growth you have here in Watford City.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting journey. Obviously, back in 2005, I entered the district during declining enrollment, and it was more of a matter of maybe consolidating buildings rather than growth. And we reached a low point in the district about 2008 with about 512 kids, K-12. The fall of 2010, we finally started to feel the student growth numbers, the student growth and happening that we needed to address. So basically between the spring of 2010 and now, we've virtually doubled in our population. We're about 1,070 kids right now. In K-12, we were about 530-some back then. So along the way, what did we do? We started to fill in buildings that, quite frankly, had some room. We moved the sixth graders from the elementary building to the high school building. And then this last fall, we completed an elementary expansion project that added capacity to our elementary school to about 625 kids. So along the way, we've tried to address issues by using our own facilities as much as we can. We added on to elementary school. We just got to the point here this summer of knowing that we can't expand our two buildings any more than we can right now. We've reached that point that if we're going to continue to address this growth, it's going to have to be a third building. And that's where this project came from.
March 11th, the citizens of Watford City will vote on a bond referendum for how much?
It's going to be for $27 million of roughly a $50 million project.
So how is it that the citizens get a new high school and pay for half the freight?
Well, it's a pretty good deal, but it's really kind of driven by the fact that our debt limit doesn't allow us to go really above that number. And that's one of the repercussions for schools. I mean, when it grows rapidly, valuation will increase, but not fast enough for a project like this to occur. So right now we cannot indebt ourselves more than the $25 or $27 million that we're asking for. So we're going to have to do is be creative, and we've done that for the last several months, is to try to find ways to fund this other part. We're going to really rely possibly, hopefully, on a school construction loan program through the state of North Dakota. We're also going to look for some other loan options. We're looking at some special assessment possibilities with the city, everything to protect our debt limit. So it's not a complicated financial piece to get this project accomplished, but at the end, the actual burden on the taxpayer is going to be at a minimal level. They're not going to fund the entire project on their own tax dollars.
Questions for Steve are welcome on these topics. 800-228-0550. One more time, 800-228-0550. Jamie in Stanley, what's your question or comment? You're on What's on Your Mind, Jamie.
Well, I know that they do a bunch of drilling on school section property across the state. I don't know how much money they make off of that. But I'm guessing that all goes straight to the state slush fund. Instead of putting it there, put it in like a school slush fund, you know, just the stuff off of the school section property. I know it won't pay for the school next year, but it might pay for the next school project that comes up. It might help out a little bit.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I believe that it does go to the state level. I believe it goes to the Common School Trust Fund, if I'm not mistaken. And that money funds the general education across the state of North Dakota and basically helps them with their per-pupil payments that go out statewide. So none of that goes back directly to the area that it comes from. It helps the general education statewide.
Is that a good deal or a bad deal? Don't ask?
Well, from my perspective, obviously, I think it's fine that it benefits the general state educational fund, and I have no problem with that. But should a section of it come back for major infrastructure for schools in this area of the state? It seems to make a lot of sense that at least a percentage of it will come back to address these specific needs as far as where it's coming from.
That's not a bad idea, Jamie, because obviously there's, you know, in this case, there's a benefit from the oil, and there's also an impact from the oil. In your case, schools bursting at the seam, and 125 kindergartners in a town of 10,000 people. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's an interesting idea, and maybe one of those legislative solutions that can be added to the mix, because I don't know what the fund is doing, but I bet it's doing pretty well.
Doing very well.
Yeah.
Doing
very well. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the call. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, John? I'm not hearing John.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
ahead, now I can. Sure.
Yeah, I have to say, I think Clay Jenkinson, for once in his life, was right on the money. I live in here in Bismarck. What do I get out of the oil stuff? I got to look over my shoulder for Joe Blow walking behind me. I got to wonder about where my kids are going. I got to deal with busy streets. And, oh, yeah, a wonderful property tax bill that keeps going up, up, up.
How's your property tax bill going up, John?
Because it's supposedly worth a bunch more.
Well, my home is worth more, too, but my property taxes went down significantly. And I've heard that story repeated over and over because of what was done in the last session. I mean, drop off a copy of your thing without your name on it at the the little statement you get from the county that has everything on it. I'd like to see that because I don't know how it's going up. But I mean, obviously, there's when you say everything's bad and it doesn't affect you. Boy, I tell you, economy growing versus an economy going backwards. I know which one I'd pick. And because of ag, because of energy and all those things that are happening. Appreciate the call, though. Stephen, do you hear John's sentiment from a lot of folks?
Yeah, you really do. And, you know, of course, I've been here since 2005, and, you know, when it was, you know, quiet back then, or obviously at that point. But there are negatives that come with anything. But by and large, this is a tremendous opportunity. We like to view it that way as a community, as a school district, and so forth. So, yeah, is there some negative impacts? Certainly, it is a small percentage of what's going on. This industry is good for the state of North Dakota. It's good for the city of Watford City. It just, the infrastructure needs to be addressed. There are some things that need to be done. If we do that, a lot of those issues that he brought forward will be rectified as well.
We have about a minute left, but I want you to talk about something. We brought it up on the air. It's one of the reasons we're here. Dickens at Press Story suggested this school was $100 million, and people were suggesting you're building a Taj Mahal. How did that get reported that way?
Well, you know, I think there was maybe a little bit of confusion. The school project, the city is contemplating another project that will be going on, possibly concurrently, but adjacent to the school. That's going to be kind of an event center community building. That would work great for the school as far as a joint use, but it's not going to be a school building in any way. And I think sometimes they maybe get conjoined together as one project, but it's certainly not one project. We're grateful that the city is being proactive in looking at a project like that. You know, the school could benefit from, the community will benefit from, but it's certainly not part of our school project. We had to put everything together to get this high school built on that side. We had no capacity for anything else.
March 11th is the vote. Here's what I'd tell you. Davies High School, built at a cost of about $44 million. Actually, came in at $47, I think, when it was all said and done. $47 million. And that was for 800 students. No, 1,350 students and 285,000 square feet. All right? And you're building for 800 students, not a lot less, 162,000 square feet. So you're not even building the equivalent of what they have in Fargo for, you know, darn near the same amount of students.
Yeah, you hear the Taj Mahal analogy a lot, but you know, certainly we're trying to build a quality building. We believe our students deserve everything that Fargo would have in its educational building. But no, this is a very practical building. It has a gym and it has a theater, a media center in it. But other than that, it's what you'd expect to see in a building with a cafeteria and classrooms and so forth. So that analogy gets used a lot out here, but quite frankly, it's just off base.
Appreciate you joining us today, Stephen. We'll stay in touch ahead of that vote coming up on March 11th for folks in Watford City. Thanks a bunch.
All right, thank you for having me.
Steve Holden, the superintendent of Watford City Public Schools, our guest on the program today. We'll talk with some of the folks from Nevera Environmental Solutions when we come back, and more folks, including from the Watford City Chamber of Commerce and McKenzie County Economic Development, coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to sponsor a two-day grain marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your grain trading skills and learn more about trading grain in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 19th and 20th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted NDSU professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson. Seating is limited and registration will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do what they do. You ask that question, and we get your answers here on the program, as a matter of fact. And we had somebody the other day say, I want to know why farmers calve when it's cold outside. So we said, let's find us a cattle producer. We found Val, and Val is a producer from out by Menango. And here's the answer, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Val, why do farmers calve when it's cold outside?
As a farmer, we decide when to calve and different things like that based on our operation. And in our operation, it's a lot easier for us to deal with the ice and cold temperatures than it is mud and the other things that can happen in the spring that we aren't expecting. What we try to do is make sure that every cow that calves, by checking them every 2 hours, calves inside the barn. And it's very hands-on, but we're also able to take care of any problems that come up. Also, with cold weather, we're usually aware of what weather temperatures are going to be ahead of time, what the weather system's doing. So we're able to adjust our schedules and what we need to do as needed based on what the National Weather Service lets us know is happening.
Very interesting. Well, now we know why farmers do what they do, and we thank the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our sponsors of What's on Your Mind. North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Find out more about everything Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. We thank our friends at Navarro Environmental Solutions for hosting us today with our special broadcast from Watford City. And Terry Moe is joining us. He's general manager. Many folks know what is now Navarro, previously as Power Fuels. And Terry, it's nice of you to join us today on the program. How are you?
Well, doing great, thanks. And Scott, thanks for being here.
No, we're happy to be here and looking forward to a great community project and learning more about what's happening for the schools. How important is it that this is the start of the schools and what's going on in the community to you and hiring the team you need here?
Oh, it's very important for the fact of bringing in families. That's the key to our success in growing is having the families show up and having the proper education system for them.
When you when you're looking at a new employee, what are the questions they ask? What are the things there? Where do I live? Where do the kids go to school? What do they talk about?
They want to know the logistics and what the lay of the land is. Sometimes North Dakota is misrepresented, and once we get to describing what we have and generally it's just right along with what they have, where they're currently coming from, then we get into the educational system and what the schools have to offer and the growth and so forth. So it's very important.
Tell me about Navarro and Power Fuels. For instance, your North Dakota footprint, how many employees and what you do in the way of oil field services?
Okay. Navarro, formerly Power Fuels, we like to say Power Fuels doing business as Navarro here in North Dakota. We have 1,200 employees in the state of North Dakota. And Watford City is our primary operations headquarters, and then our administrative office is in Minot. So we're in 7 different locations throughout western North Dakota. And primarily work in the transportation of fluid, which would be the water side of it. We also do haul crude oil and so forth. But the exciting part is we're starting an environmental center, which is a landfill that takes in drill cuttings, and that's been very successful so far. And a lot of, I shouldn't say successful, but we're making it successful. I'll put it that way. And so it's very exciting.
Mark Johnson's vision was always sort of be the one-stop shop for these major players and know the Bakken better than anybody, right?
That is correct. And Mark's fulfilling his vision. Been very exciting, and the story of Power Fuels, you know, we laugh. It started with 44 employees, and now we're at 1,200, and that's just incredible. And to put together a team that he has and the employees that we do have, we've been very fortunate, very blessed to bring some of the best people from around the country to come to work here, put them on the same team, get them all rowing the boat in the right direction, and just watch it grow. So we wouldn't be able to do this without our employees as well as a great customer base.
And you've also been trailblazers in the way of providing housing when it's a very difficult thing to do. Talk a little bit about what you offer your employees and how you do on the housing side.
What we had with the housing, that was quite a story in itself. We started off with, March, we're out at an old trailer park that hadn't had a trailer on it since 1982. There was 3 foot of snow on the ground, and Mark said, "You know what? We're gonna develop this." And I looked at him, and we went out and we got snow blowers, and we started finding power, we started finding water, and we just started to build. And we built our first trailer park, and we had 20 trailers show up in one day, and we had 20 happy employees that had their families here. We moved beyond that, and then we started into the apartment complexes, and it just continued. So it's been a success. We've certainly had our challenges. For the listeners out there, the guys that have lived them challenges, we've worked through them, and that's been very successful. It's fun to watch the process where a person moves here. They might have rented from us for the past 3 years, and now they're out currently buying a home that's available in town. And watching that transition has just been exciting.
Because you don't want Power Fuels or Navarro in the housing business, right? You want to be in the oil field service business.
You know, the environmental services, absolutely. That's where we shine. The housing is a necessity. We want to give them basically a stepping stone to move into that next area.
Only have less than a minute left, but are we getting there? Obviously, everybody talks about the impacts, and they talk about the things that are the challenges, and they're real. They're there.
Oh, yes.
But, give me your sense of the progress we're making here.
Well, I tell you what, we're doing a great job, but we need more help. We need more drivers. We need more mechanics. We need more people here in western North Dakota. And we're just constantly looking for good qualified people to show up that want to earn a living, and they want, you know, the key being they want to earn it, and that's what we're looking for. So we encourage people to get online and go after, fill an application, and our HR group will get back to you and make it successful.
Nuvera.com would be the place to do that, right?
Correct.
Nuverra. And by the way, that's easier for Terry to recruit folks when there's new schools being built and there's housing development, so all of which is underway. Thanks for having us today, Terry. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for being here.
More with the folks from Nuvera coming up later in the program. More from Watford City after this.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.